The New York State Assembly is considering strict limits to the use of a pesticide that's been linked to the die-off of honeybees. Karen DeWitt reports.
The compounds known as neonicotinoids, or neonics, have been in existence since the 1990s. They've been more widely used during the past 15 years in the form of a pretreatment for corn, soy, and wheat seeds. Assembly Environmental Committee Chair Steve Englebright says the neonics are a systematic poison and have created a second silent spring, a reference to the seminal book by Rachel Carson nearly 60 years ago that led to the banning of the pesticide DDT.
Neonicotinoids are even more toxic and are at least as dangerous. And we haven't really addressed this.
Dan Rochelle with the Natural Resources Defense Council says scientific studies link the increased use of the chemical to the mass honeybee die-offs in recent decades.
Neonics are exceptionally insect toxic, with just one neonic-treated corn seed containing enough active ingredient to kill 250,000 bees or more.
He says the chemical is not just deadly to insects, but it leaches into the surrounding soil and water and can harm birds, mammals, and even humans. Studies estimate half of all Americans have some level of neonic pesticides in their bodies. The measure to limit the use of the pesticides has already been approved in the state Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.